Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If we don't elect Hillary, then we'll never know. She is the right lady, and her husband's a pro. 8 years in.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Coming up on the program today, a look behind a new Swiss film in the Tribeca Film Festival about a child piano prodigy. Also, the Brooklyn-based band Flying performs live in our studio, and an appreciation of the late cellist Mstislav Rostropovich. To begin, though, the Democratic presidential candidates faced off last night in a televised debate. Meanwhile, another rivalry was unfolding off-screen. A couple of months ago, country singer Merle Haggard unveiled this song called Hillary to promote Hillary Rodham Clinton's bid for the White House. Now, Democratic rival John Edwards is handing out a CD that also features a Merle Haggard tune. Joining us to explain this tale of dueling country ballads is Amy Schatz, a Wall Street Journal reporter and blogger for WashingtonWire.com. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Amy, welcome.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
So John Edwards' CD is called Moneyland. It's billed as a collection of songs about the plight of rural America. First of all, what is John Edwards doing in the mixtape business?
Well, John Edwards himself is not, although one of his advisors, a guy named Bob Mudcat Saunders, is. And Mudcat's a big music fan and was a friend of Del McCoury, who is the other co-producer of this album, and they got their friends together and produced this album, which they're hoping to release publicly at some point, actual retail release, but don't have that yet. So when John Edwards was trying to come up with ways to get people to send him more money, they decided to start handing out the CD for folks who give them $50 more a month.
Now, the CD includes this duet between Merle Haggard and Marty Stewart called Farmer's Blues. Were they not aware that Haggard had already, you know, cut a song promoting Hillary Clinton?
Well, yeah, they actually know, they know now. you know, I think part of the idea was that they had put this, Mudcat and his friends put this album together long before they started getting involved with the campaign, and that Merle Haggard is just a friend of the working man, and so it just made a lot of sense to have one of his songs on there. And so they've been a little surprised at some of the reaction to this album so far.
Yeah,
but
well,
they're saying that it's not that Haggard's not actually endorsing one candidate over the other.
Well, that song Hillary sounds like an endorsement to me. I mean, basically, that's what he's saying is, you know, if we don't have Hillary, then, you know, we won't know what's really going on, et cetera. Let's hear a little bit of the song in its original version by Marty Stewart. It's called Farmer's Blues.
I work the land, I watch the sky. I talk to God and wonder when. But it's the only life I know. These farmers' blues. I see the seasons come and go, sending rain, fire, and snow. I'm at the mercy of it all, in this life I choose. Sometimes I hang my head and cry.
All right, so that's Marty Stewart and his Farmer's Blues on the CD that John Edwards' campaign is giving to donors. He sings this song with Merle Haggard. We're talking to Amy Schatz, Wall Street Journal reporter who writes for the paper's Washington Wire blog. And Amy, presumably they had to get okays from the artists, right, to do this? I mean, wouldn't Merle Haggard have been able to say, no, I'm already behind Hillary, you know?
Sure. A part of the idea of this album, however, is that it was just really an album. It was meant for more general release. It was never meant to be an album that was only going to be released by the campaigns. And so they don't have retail release yet. So
it's not actually meant as an overtly political record. It's more basically, as they say, a series of songs about rural America and the family farm and all that kind of stuff.
Right. I think the idea that the Edwards campaign was, I was talking to them yesterday about this, and they were trying to emphasize that point, that this is really the whole idea of the album. It was a concept album that these guys put together, and It really had songs that talked about the heartland and the plight of folks in rural America. And so they thought, you know, that's exactly what John Edwards is talking about, you know, all over the country. And so it made a heck of a lot of sense to, you know, send this album out to some of their supporters.
Now, it features the Del Nicori Band and Emmylou Harris, Patti Loveless, Bruce Hornsby and the Fairfield Four, lots of others. Is there some sense of country music being used here to counter the John Edwards, you know, $400 haircut, very polished image?
A lot of his, what he's been talking about is the idea of two Americas. And, you know, you could, you know, make the point that he's part of one America with the $400 haircut and the 50,000 square foot house with the big, you know, tennis courts inside or whatever. And you've got people on the other side who probably go to, you know, Supercuts for the $10 haircut. You know, there is this idea of two Americas, and, you know, you could argue which one John Edwards is in now and which one he might have been in when he was younger. And he grew up, you know, he wasn't rich when he was growing up, you know, very working class family. So, you know, I think there is this idea that you can use albums like this or a message like that to try to reach out to folks who don't spend that much on their hair or have big houses, that you're really trying to reach out across the divide. And you know, that's been his big message all along, this idea of the two Americas, and how do you bring, you know, more hope to folks who, the working class folks who are struggling to make it.
It's interesting that, you know, music could be a way of potentially bridging that divide. Is this, I mean, are CDs going to be the new thing in donor gifts this political season?
Yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting if it were. I think we're starting to see a lot of the campaigns that are trying to find ways to get, you know, really more ordinary Americans to donate money. And so they're sort of adopting the kind of things that public radio and public television has done for a while to give out gifts in return for the $50 gift or the $75 gift. So, you know, John McCain actually had pretty good success earlier this year giving out fleece sweatshirts.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned McCain because, Amy, we wanted to wrap up with leaving John Edwards behind for a moment. John McCain recently announced his presidential candidacy to the strains of the Beach Boys' Barbara Ann. Tell us why.
John McCain got in trouble last week because he was asked about Iran at an event in New Hampshire, and someone in the audience asked, well, you know, what would you do about Iran? And he started to joke and started to sing to the strains of Barbara Ann, bomb, 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 Iran. Got a lot of flack for that.
Yeah, he did.
And ever since, he's sort of embraced it, said it was a joke, you know, people should lighten up. And to show that, they've been playing Barbara Ann at his events ever since.
And people are singing Bomb Iran or Barbara Ann, and who can tell the difference when they're all singing like that. But this is going to be the theme song for the McCain candidacy, apparently. At least for a while. Amy Schatz is a Wall Street Journal reporter, writes for the paper's Washington Wire blog. Amy, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Leon.
Still to come, the members of the Brooklyn band Flying met under some strange circumstances. We'll be hearing some of their strange music live in our studio. In a moment, the star of the film Vetus. He's a bit typecast. He's a child prodigy playing a child prodigy. We'll talk about his foray into acting next. This is Soundcheck.